From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Republican Senator Jim Bunning ended his filibuster today, allowing Senate passage of a measure extending safety net provisions of unemployment benefits and highway funding. The vote was 78-19. During debate on Capitol Hill earlier, the Kentucky senator said the $10 billion measure is something that future generations will have to pay for.
We cannot keep adding to the debt and passing the buck to generations of future workers and taxpayers, my children and your children.
Bunning's opposition to the measure had resulted in federal furloughs and threatened unemployment benefits. The House approved the bill last week. The president is expected to sign it right away. International and local relief efforts continue in earthquake-ravaged parts of Chile, even as the death toll continues to rise. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Santiago.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton stopped briefly at the Santiago airport to deliver 25 satellite phones and meet with the country's president and president-elect. Clinton said the U.S. will send specific relief supplies that Chile has requested, including generators, water purification equipment, field hospitals, and bridges. Outgoing President Michelle Bachelet says her country is still in the midst of an emergency response to one of the most powerful earthquakes ever recorded, and she said it's unclear what the final damage toll will be.
I could not answer to you how much it will cost to rebuild, to reconstruct all the damage, but I can only say it will be a lot.
Bachelet added that security in the hardest hit parts of the country is improving after she deployed more than 10,000 troops to stop looters. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Santiago.
The Obama administration has disclosed details of the latest plan to protect the nation's computer networks. The National Cybersecurity Initiative, started under the last administration, was once a largely secret program. NPR's Tom Jelton has more.
The Obama administration's cybersecurity coordinator, Howard Schmidt, says the cyber initiative is being made public, or mostly public, in the interests of transparency. According to an outline on the White House website, sensors are being built into U.S. government data networks to detect intruders trying to gain unauthorized access. Another element, the preparation of a counterintelligence plan to challenge foreign governments that might be threatening U.S. networks. The report says the government's traditional approaches to cybersecurity, quote, have not achieved the level of security needed, and it calls for a new cyber defense strategy. What's not revealed? The government's plan for offensive cyber warfare. There is one, but it's secret. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials edged up 2 points in trading today. From Washington, this is NPR News. 17 states have joined a national effort to improve college graduation rates. NPR's Larry Abramson has details.
States from Connecticut to Hawaii have decided to join Complete College America, which is funded by five major foundations. The goal of the effort is to help states come up with strategies to improve college graduation rates. Participants must set specific goals statewide and for each campus and must report progress toward those goals. They must also ensure that new students are ready to succeed in their freshman courses, and they must retool remedial courses so they're more effective. Many students who currently need extra help end up dropping out. Only about 60% of white students complete a degree in 6 years, and that number is much worse for blacks and Hispanics. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The Los Angeles Unified School District has voted unanimously to lay off as many as 5,200 teachers and other workers to close a $640 million budget deficit. The district's board is also urging labor leaders to open talks that could prevent many of the cuts, but Superintendent Ramon Cortinez says some layoffs and service cuts are unavoidable. Former Houston Mayor Bill White has defeated six other candidates to win the Democratic nomination for governor of Texas. He'll face Governor Rick Perry in the fall. California State Attorney General Jerry Brown has formally announced that he's running for governor. Brown held the post before for 8 years, starting in 1975. He's also been mayor of Oakland, waged three campaigns for the presidency, and lost a 1982 bid for the U.S. Senate. Brown says he's someone with an insider knowledge, but an outsider's mind. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.